Thank you, Mr. President. Can you hear me, Mr. President?
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mr. President, can you hear me?
Yes, we do. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I first want to take the floor to make a right of reply to a statement that was made at the last CD meeting by the representative of Iran, and then I will respond to the program of work. Mr. President, once again, Iran's claims that the U.S. is in violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty are simply ridiculous. The U.S. has always negotiated in good faith per its Article 6 obligations. Since the NPT entered into force, the U.S. has reduced its strategic nuclear stockpile by 88%. Again, 88%. That is a very clear example of good faith. Would we call Iran's years of lies, cover-ups, access denials to IAEA inspectors, hidden nuclear facilities, rhetorical denials, and clandestine nuclear material and equipment acquisition good faith? I don't think so. We all know the background of that country's nuclear program. I'm not sure anyone could, with a straight face, call Iran's actions compliance, let alone the facetious claim of overcompliance with the NPT. And Mr. President, if the reports are correct that Iran's intelligence minister recently warned that Iran would seek nuclear arms if, quote, cornered, unquote, then the entire international community should be very, very concerned. Turning to the package, Mr. President, although it is not stated clearly or clear enough for the U.S. delegation with regard to this being a discussion mandate, the U.S. interpretation of the draft decision is that it contains a discussion mandate, not a negotiating mandate. So I wanted to make that very clear. That will be the U.S. interpretation. Mr. President, my government, as you know, has emphasized many times in this august body the necessity of getting the CD back to work. While we believe strongly that a discussion of the CD's working methods should be a critical element of any program of work, the U.S. is prepared to drop its linkage of the appointment of a working methods facilitator in the interest of putting the CD back on a path to dealing with the important issues facing the disarmament community. However, let me be clear. The U.S. will look for other ways to ensure that this body engages in an examination, a thorough examination, of how it conducts its business, an examination that is without a doubt long overdue. Thank you, Mr. President.